Have you ever had like an ex-girlfriend or boyfriend or an ex-significant other, and they start dating or talking to or becoming friends with your new significant other's ex? I have a feeling there's a little bit of that going on here with someone that LSU football knows all too well. We'll break out down that situation. Plus, what another college coach had to say about the changing landscape of college football. And even though it's another coach that's not even in the same conference as LSU, why it could greatly impact LSU and the rest of the SEC and really the rest of college football and, really competitive college football teams in D1 as a whole. Plus, it is Mailbag Wednesday, so we'll get to your questions as well. All of that and more on today's edition of the Locked On LSU podcast.
You are Locked On LSU, your daily podcast on the LSU Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Thank you for making Locked On LSU your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you get your podcasts. If you want to listen on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, whatever your preferred podcast platform is, you can listen there, or you can also listen and watch on YouTube. All you got to do is either Google or go to the YouTube search bar and just search Locked On LSU, and we should be the first option that pops up there. And if you like watching the videos, then make sure to subscribe to the Locked On LSU podcast on YouTube so you'll be notified as soon as the podcasts are uploaded. As soon as those are ready to watch and listen to, you will get an alert. So make sure to subscribe to the Locked On LSU YouTube page. My name is Caroline Fenton, and I am your host, as I am every day here on Locked On LSU. I am an LSU graduate. I am a diehard LSU fan of all things LSU athletics, and I am now a sports talk radio host on ESPN Radio in Nashville, Tennessee. But first and foremost, I teased it in the very beginning, but have you ever had someone who used to be a big part of your life that's kind of in the past now, whether that be a friendship, whether that be a significant other, any sort of relationship in your life, and then they start to pop up in other areas of your life, and you're like, huh, that's weird. Well, I saw a video on Twitter on Tuesday afternoon, and I got that same kind of feeling. Coach O went to the Notre Dame practice facility on Tuesday to speak with the Notre Dame football team about, you basically just motivate them. This is what Coach O had to say at the Notre Dame football practice.
What a tremendous, tremendous university you have here. What a great coach and what a great coaching staff you have. Some of the best players in the country are right here in this group.
I don't know when it's going to happen, but with this staff, this team, you're going to win it all. You're going to pick up the trophy. When it's going to happen, I don't know. I can't tell you that. How bad do you want it? You don't have to wait for it. Why somebody else needs to be better than you? I'll tell you what. Physicality, use it. There's other team spirit. Use it. Okay? Good luck to you guys. Hey, I know you got a lot of things to do. Coach, thanks for letting me talk to this team. I am fired up. I can't wait to see you guys play. I'm going to be pulling for you guys. But remember this. Your team. It's your brother. You fight for it. Thank you. Appreciate it, man.
That's weird that LSU's ex is now flirting with LSU's new head football coach's ex. Don't you think that's a little bit strange? What prompted that, do you think? Now, I understand that Notre Dame fans have a bad taste in their mouth about Brian Kelly and the way that he left the program, the way that he left so many unanswered questions, the fact that Brian Kelly was able to get to Notre Dame to one of the biggest stages in college football but never really get the job done. I understand that his attitude, the way in which he left, I get it, that Notre Dame fans are angry with Brian Kelly. I think, let's say, to put ourselves in their shoes, if we had a longtime coach, the winningest coach in program history, just get up and leave one day for a different program, then yeah, we probably wouldn't be very happy about it either. I just find it as this being a very strange way of Notre Dame trying to, I don't know, get back at Brian Kelly and saying, okay, you know what, Brian Kelly, screw you. We're going to bring back your new team's old coach who they fired because he couldn't, you know, manage a roster and couldn't win games after he won the biggest one, after he had, you know, a massive crash and burn after the national title game in 2019. I don't know if that's what they're doing there. I don't know if Marcus Freeman just thinks that Coach Ed Orgeron is that great of a motivator, even though he never played at Notre Dame. He never coached at Notre Dame. I wouldn't be surprised if this is one of the first times that Coach O has even stepped foot in South Bend, Indiana. I don't really know what's going on there. I just find it so incredibly strange. I don't know if Notre Dame wants to get a rise out of Brian Kelly. I don't know if this is Notre Dame's way of saying, you took our coach, so we're going to hire your coach to come talk to our football team at practice. I just find it so incredibly odd. And you know the term, like, don't poop where you eat? I kind of feel like there's a little bit of this going on. And then I also listened to what Ed Orgeron had to say. And I have no hard feelings toward the man. He brought so much success to that program. You know, I have a signed copy of his book hanging up in my living room. I mean, I have nothing but the utmost respect for that man. He just, you know, it was ready for him. It was time for him to go. But for him to go to, and of course, there's probably so much that he said that was not put in that video, but we only have this video to go off of. But to say, I don't know when you're going to win the national championship, but you're gonna. Oh, great. Wonderful. Okay. And, you know, I think that's the biggest accolade that I can give to Coach O, is that in that 2019 season, he found the most success, not with the X's and O's, but with entrusting the people who do know the X's and O's in doing exactly that. And he was the ultimate motivator, and he was the ultimate, you know, front guy for that team. And that's why he was so special, was he was able to just let the coordinators coordinate and he would motivate. So I don't know if, like, if Marcus Freeman, the head coach at Notre Dame, is just that enthralled with Coach O's motivating ability. I don't know, man. I like this whole situation. I wish that I could provide y'all better analysis and a better breakdown of this video and exactly why Coach Ed Orgeron did go to Notre Dame and speak to the practice. But I don't know how to feel. And I am very confused about what all of this means. But if that was Notre Dame's intention, is to get back at LSU for taking Brian Kelly from Notre Dame, then I guess mission accomplished? I don't know, man. It's weird. It's weird. It's a weird deal. It's a weird situation. And when I saw this video on Twitter, my eyebrow raised all the way up. Like, what in the world is going on here? It's not even April Fool's, but I feel like I'm getting punked. But coming up next, there is another college football coach who's not even in the same conference as LSU, had some comments, and I do really think that this could impact LSU coming down the road, and why we should feel very grateful that LSU is in the situation that it is in. We'll get into that coming up next, but before we do that, I want to tell y'all about Built Bar, because it's April, and by now you're 4 months into your New Year's resolutions and they're not fun. But if your resolution is to eat right, like mine was this year, it's so easy to do that thanks to Built Bar, because it doesn't really feel like I'm trying to stick to some resolution, because it's actually really fun and they're actually really good. And if bars aren't really your thing, then try out the puffs. You're missing out on it if you haven't tried one already. They're so delicious. They're fluffy. They're marshmallowy. They're not just a protein bar. They're a protein-infused marshmallow, and they're delicious. And they're covered in 100% real chocolate. So it kind of tastes like a candy bar. Plus, all Built Bars are covered in 100% real chocolate. So replace your candy bars with these, because they're low calorie and they're high protein, as opposed to candy bars that are very high calorie, around 250 calories, high in sugar, 30 grams of sugar in your typical candy bar, where Built Bars only contain 4 grams of sugar. Candy bars have dozens of net carbs. Built Bar only has 4. And it has 17 grams of protein. So if you're on the go constantly like I am, it's really difficult for me to kind of sit down and have a meal throughout the day, but it's so easy when I just throw a Built Bar in my car and in my purse, and I have a protein-packed snack that gets me throughout the entire day. And I don't have to sacrifice taste either. Mint brownie, coconut almond, all new for this month is white chocolate cookie and cream. Built Bar has the best flavors, and coming out with new ones all the time. They're delicious, and they are good for you. At Built Bar, they are all about the taste. They make it taste delicious first, and then they figure out how to make it healthy and put all that good stuff in there. And I really don't know how they do it, but they do it every single time. Go to Built.com, use promo code LOCKED15, and get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, for 15% off at Built.com. Thanks for making Locked On LSU your first listen every day. Now, a big time announcement starting Thursday, April 28th, just about 2 weeks away. Tune into Locked On NFL Draft's live coverage of the 2022 NFL Draft with all 3 days of real-time analysis from our extensive lineup of experts and insiders. And for those of you dying to know who your team will take, catch Odyssey and Locked On's NFL Mock Draft special hosted by Brian Peacock and former scout Matt Williamson of the Peacock and Williamson NFL show all week leading up to the first pick. So you can watch the Locked On NFL Draft live show on the Locked On NFL Draft YouTube page. And if you're looking to get a little bit more, a little earlier information of exactly who your team is going to pick, you can tune into the Odyssey NFL Mock Draft on Odyssey and Locked On NFL Draft podcasts feed. The Locked On NFL Draft Live will be the first night of the NFL Draft, April 28th, starting at 7 o'clock Eastern. Then the next night on Friday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. And then the final day of the draft, April 30th at 11:30 a.m. Eastern, excuse me. And you can listen to the Odyssey NFL Mock Draft April 18th through the 22nd and also the 25th. So make sure to tune into those. But like I mentioned, there was another college football coach who has made some remarks that have kind of been heard around the college football world. Dabo Swinney, who just made himself seem like a genius when he won those national championships and when Clemson was always in conversation for the national title for the college football playoff. But over the past couple of years, I'm starting to get real tired of Dabo. And I think all of that clout that he built up over those national championship years, he is just breaking it down himself. Because he made two big comments about two of the biggest changes in college football. And I'll paraphrase here. College football is entering a completely new era. NIL and the transfer portal have completely, and of course the college football playoff, but we'll leave that out of there. That's been established for long enough. But NIL and the transfer portal have completely shifted the way that we view college football, the way that college football business is conducted, the way that recruiting goes, the way that your day-to-day watching of college football, albeit not necessarily changed for the worse, but it's different. And Dabo Swinney spoke out against both of them. First and foremost, he says that there's so much bureaucracy in college football and it's tough to get anything done in a timely manner. He says that eventually he thinks that college football as we know it is going to blow up. There's going to be, you know, new divisions, new conferences. It says that it's essentially going to become the NFL, and that, you know, if Alabama has different problems than other smaller programs, then they're going to try and make them all the same, but it's really not all the same. He speaks out against the fact that players are making money now. He says that while he's not necessarily against NIL, he's, quote, adamantly against the professionalization of college athletics and that rises to the level of pay for play. Dabo Swinney said, I'm against anything that devalues education. Okay, first of all, we'll stop there. He says that he's not against NIL, but he's against the professionalization of college football. Well, heads up, NIL is the professionalization of college football. Although it's not the NFL, and although they are technically considered amateurs, when you can make money off of your name, image, and likeness, and you can have deals, and you can get essentially paid to play football at a university, that is the professionalization of college football. So you just, you know, kind of got yourself got there, Dabo. But I am against anything that devalues education. That is the most BS comment I have ever heard. Dabo, get off your high horse. You really think that all of your players on your roster are at Clemson for an education? I guarantee you they're not. Those players go to Clemson to play football. Those players go to Clemson to go to the NFL. They don't go to Clemson to go to biology class. That's not what it's about, and Dabo knows better than that. He also mentions that he is very anti the transfer portal. Says that, you know, there are no rules, there's no guidance, it's out of control, it's not sustainable, it's a mess, it's a train wreck, so on and so forth. Dabo says, my transfer portal is right there in that locker room because if I'm constantly going out every year and adding guys from the transfer portal, I'm telling all those guys in that locker room that I don't believe in them, that I don't think that they can play. BS. Because later on, Dabo mentions that, well, hey, we'll utilize the transfer portal if there's a position of need. You know, if our right tackle transfers, then yeah, we'll go to the transfer portal and bring someone back in. What, Dabo? First of all, get your story straight. Are you for or against NIL? Because he said he wasn't against it and then names out every single reason why he is against it. Says he's against the transfer portal, that he's not going to send that message to his players in the locker room, that he's against that. That those guys are the guys that they recruit and they stay at Clemson. But if we need a player, we'll go to the transfer portal. So it's when it's convenient for him. And I think there are a lot of messages here. For Dabo, I think the root of the problem is he doesn't want his players transferring out because that makes his job harder. He doesn't like that players can now make money on their name, image, and likeness, and now that players are getting paid from institutions because that makes his job harder to recruit. When you're not getting paid to go anywhere, you know, when you're just going to find the best place that's going to get you to the NFL, then yeah, Clemson is an elite landing spot. I mean, there are plenty of players in the league now that are making splashes where they started at Clemson. But now, Dabo's competing with the boosters at Texas A&M. He's competing with the boosters at South Carolina and Alabama and Florida and LSU and so on and so forth. His job just got so much harder because of NIL and the transfer portal. So he wants to speak out against it. But I think Dabo's comments right there just made his job even more difficult than NIL and transfer portal did. Because if I'm a recruit and I see what Dabo's saying, he's saying that, okay, well, Dabo says he's not going to turn his back on the guys in the locker room. Well, what about Kelly Bryant? Because Dabo turned his back on him. Because Dabo decided to go with Trevor Lawrence instead whenever the path to the national championship wasn't paved as clearly with Kelly Bryant as quarterback. And when he spoke out against Kelly Bryant for transferring so he could get a starting job. When he didn't give Kelly Bryant a national championship ring because he decided to transfer. If I'm a recruit, I look at that with so much hypocrisy to say that, okay, well, my coach doesn't like the transfer portal. Well, what if I want to go someplace where I can start and I'm not starting at Clemson? And also with NIL, if I'm a recruit right now, I'm looking at Nico Amalavea, who just made $8 million from the University of Tennessee. I'm looking at all of these players getting recruited at Texas A&M, making, you know, seven figures going to play college football there. I'm looking at all of these players who have gotten big time deals that they can get paid off of. And they look at Clemson and say, well, if my coach isn't going to fully embrace that, why would I go there? But why is this relevant to LSU? Because LSU has done such a remarkable job of embracing NIL, of bringing players in and saying, here's a financial literacy lesson. Here's how you can brand yourself. Here's how to market yourself. Here's how to make yourself attractive to local and national brands and corporations that may want to partner with you. LSU, from the very beginning, I mean, there were NILSU billboards and videos in Times Square in New York City. I think LSU is the poster child for embracing NIL and doing whatever they can do to give their collegiate athletes the best opportunity to make money while wearing the purple and gold. I look at LSU fully embracing the transfer portal. I mean, their Heisman Trophy winning quarterback was made through the transfer portal. So LSU has done such a wonderful job of embracing their student athletes and setting them up for success. Dabo, on the other hand, is very anti-change, very anti-embracing these things that really, to me, in my opinion, in college football, if you don't embrace these things, then you're going to be left behind because there are going to be plenty of schools that do. So I'm happy to be in the stands where LSU currently stands, where they're embracing things rather than Dabo Sweeney, who was living 30 years in the past. Coming up next, it is Mailbag Wednesday, so we'll get to as many of your questions as I possibly can. Make sure to send those questions in for next week. You can send them in on Twitter at CarolineFenton1 or on Twitter at LockedOnLSU. We'll get into your questions coming up next. But before we do that, I want to tell you about Rock Auto. This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's so difficult to go to like a local auto parts store and tell them what you need. So let's say, okay, like, you need new brakes for your Honda Odyssey. What kind of brakes do you need? I don't know. I don't know that. I can't deal with the intimidating questioning, and I really don't want to deal with having to sit and wait at the auto parts store while they're on the phone. They're waiting for the parts to come in, but I really need a new piece for my car. Don't do that. Don't put yourself through that. That's so pointless. Save your time and save your money with Rock Auto. Why would you go anywhere else when you have a computer with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket? Save time, save money when using Rock Auto. And why choose to spend 30%, 50%, even 100% more for the exact same parts that you would get at a chain store or a car dealership? Plus, Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. So they've been around a long time, and they have a great reputation to show for it. Go to rockauto.com right now to see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Well, thank you for making Locked On LSU your first listen every day. Coming up tomorrow, we will have a full breakdown of some spring football practice updates. Who has been out? Is that a cause for concern? What's the new philosophy moving forward in spring practice? We'll get all of that on tomorrow night's show. And also, just a heads up, if you were listening to get some LSU baseball updates, LSU baseball's game against Lamar was canceled on Tuesday night due to weather complications. So that game will be rescheduled for later on in the season. So make sure to check back on Friday morning for some updates about LSU's game against Arkansas on Thursday night in their weekend series against the Hogs. But let's get into some of your questions because I know that you'll have plenty of them. There's baseball, basketball, the transfer portal is a mess. In basketball, we've got spring football and so much of that college football offseason talk. So first question coming in from Paul says, who are you looking at in the transfer portal for LSU football? So there are a lot of names that have been thrown around. Offensive line is very much so a need. That right tackle position is still kind of a question mark. But there was one name that has emerged recently, and that is Seven Banks, a defensive back out of Ohio State. I think LSU would absolutely be a solid landing spot for Seven Banks because it would be a wonderful depth piece. And he's more of kind of that utility corner. You know, he can play the slot. He can play on the outside. He can play sort of like as a free safety. So I think that he, coming from Ohio State, maybe not having the best past couple of years, but having a solid amount of experience under his belt. He's been in college football since the 2019 season. So I think that adding a solid depth piece would really help out LSU, especially because of how many defensive backs left in the transfer portal leading into this season. So I think that's one name to keep an eye on as well. Next LSU football question. One person asking, what do you make about Brian Kelly's comments about the number 7 and number 18 jerseys? So for those who don't know, Brian Kelly was asked about this, and he said, you know, I've been doing my research, I've been reading up on it, I've been talking to whoever I need to talk about this. And he says, I understand the history, I understand how much of an honor it truly is to have those two numbers bestowed upon players. But he said that it's ultimately going to be up to the team, that he's not going to make the call, he doesn't feel like it's right for him to make the call, so it will be a team choice, which first and foremost, I kind of appreciate, because I really do think Brian Kelly is embracing the fact that he hasn't been around. He is completely new to this culture, to this conference, to the state. And I think he's doing a good job of kind of like knowing your place a little bit. Not that he's going to be not embraced with open arms, but ease yourself into it. And I think he's doing a good job of that. Now, in terms of who do I think will be given those honors, I look at Kayshawn Boutte, and I think that he has seemed like an easy choice for the number 7 jersey. I mean, just in that 2021 season, being such a disruptive force on the offense, and he will continue to do so, ideally, whenever he comes back from injury. So I look at Kayshawn Boutte, although, you know, that's just my early pick for the number 7 jersey, but I do think that we could see Boutte wearing that classic number 7. The number 18 jersey is hard because we don't really know who has emerged as a leader in the locker room. That's exactly what that number 18 is who's the best leader among the team. You could look at BJ Ojulari, perhaps, but that's more of a tough one because I really do think that is one number that is, you got to be in the locker room, you got to be on the field, you got to be in practice. But it will be a veteran player for certain, but exactly who I don't know. But I do appreciate, although it's different, you know, it's not normally how the number 7 and number 18 jerseys are dealt out. But I have to give Brian Kelly a little bit of credit there. He's learning his place, and I think that's much appreciated, especially by this LSU football fan base. But that is going to do it for me today. Thank you for making Locked On LSU your first listen every day. Now make your second listen, Locked On NFL Draft. Ryan Tracy and former NFL cornerback Eric Crocker bring the NFL Draft to life every day. They've got insight, they've got analysis on all the college football prospects and NFL front offices. It is free and available wherever you get your podcasts.